Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, an incredible statement by Donald Trump. See, the thing is, the guy keeps saying stuff. And so then we talk about it and criticize it. But the main thing is his name gets repeated. I think I'm going to go a whole segment, maybe a whole show, and never mention his name once. That's all he wants. He wants to suck the oxygen out of the air, get all the media. The problem with that is when he does stuff that is truly outrageous, you kind of have to report it. You kind of have to report it simply to warn people and let them know what's happening. And I'm hoping that when we do this, when we talk about the dumb, crazy things he says, that that seeps in and that people go into the voting booth and they go, okay, yeah, I recognize the name, but he's bad news, very bad news. Well, here's what he did. He was asked in an interview what he thought about the rioters on January 6th going in to murder Mike Pence, chanting, hang Mike Pence. It can't get much more direct than that. Hang, four-letter word, very short. Maybe kill Mike Pence. That, you know, that would be the same, but hang Mike Pence. If you don't hang him, expect him to survive. In fact, they built a gallows out on the grounds. Remember, they built an actual gallows. That took planning. You don't, a bunch of guys go, okay, let's put up a gallows. You got any wood? Yeah, I'm just carrying a 2x4 right here. Oh, a couple of them, yeah. And I got a real thick bunch of rope, and yeah, and I'll shinny out. Come on. That was planned. That was planned. And what they wanted to do is drag Pence out and hang him there in public. You know, there's a place in Paris called the Place de Concorde. I've been there. Paris is a great city, city of lights, one of the historic cities in the world, old, old city. Rome and Athens are older and more historic, but Paris, London, Madrid, Berlin, Munich, Vienna, Prague. I mean, these are unbelievable cities. In Paris, in the Place de Concorde, I was there walking across it, and somebody mentioned to me, this is where Marie Antoinette was beheaded. that stopped me in my tracks. You know, Place de Concorde, right nearby, great coffee shop, and get some good coffee, walk around, people watch, beautiful city. And Marie Antoinette, who was Austrian, she came from Austria to marry the King of France. Marie Antoinette had her head chopped off. The French Revolution, when things got really bad, the royal family got away, and they almost got away, but they got caught and they got dragged back. That's pretty cold to cut a guy's head off. I mean, the English cut off Charles I's head, which is very nasty. The French cut off the king's head. But come on, guys. I mean, why do you cut off the queen's head? Well, anyway, they did. Stuck her head in the guillotine and chopped it right off. That's exactly, and I don't know how many of the rioters knew what I just said, but if they had dragged Mike Pence, carried him out, it would have taken 5 seconds. Hook him up, hang him right there. Talk about a horrible, horrible thing and a horrible image in American history. And then those videos from within the Capitol, people running away, Mitt Romney coming down and somebody whispers to him, he runs the other way. He runs. Mike Pence being hustled down the stairs by a couple of Secret Service. Nancy Pelosi whisked off to a safe room. Other members of Congress locking themselves in their offices, trembling as the doors are beaten on. These are the people that went into the Capitol on January 6th, and they said, hang Mike Pence. And Trump was asked by the journalist, what do you think about that? Do you have anything critical to say about that? This is your own vice president. Okay. I mean, let's put Democrat, Republican aside. Let's put conservative, liberal aside. Let's just talk, you know, we're Americans. We're Americans. Now, neither Trump nor Pence were veterans, but okay. And none of my fellow veterans that I know would have that I knew of would break in and hang the vice president. Let's just say it that way. Although there were veterans in that crowd, and I'm very, very disappointed in them, extremely disappointed in them. But look, here's where Trump goes. Initially, he goes, well, he was safe. A bunch of the boys having a little fun. He was safe. But then he gets pressed. And you know what he says? Well, what they did was understandable. That's the word he used, understandable. And then he goes on to say, you quote, you see a fraudulent vote and you don't do something about it. That's what he says. He always speaks in partial terms. You're supposed to fill in the blank. So it'd be something along the lines of, you see a fraudulent vote and don't do something about it. You deserve to be hanged. I mean, he didn't say that, but he said it was understandable. What? You deserve to be dragged out to a gallows that was planned and put out there and hanged the way Marie Antoinette in the Place de Concorde was beheaded in the 1790s? Well, no, I didn't know anything about Marie Antoinette. Who's she? That's what he'd say. What do you mean it's the 1790s? I don't know what happened in the 1790s. Look, these people are simply duplicating history, and a very bad history, quite frankly. But for Donald Trump, about his own vice president, whom he selected to be his vice president, who is servile and obsequious to Trump throughout. And at the very end, he actually was about, everybody says he's such a great guy, Pence. He's not a great guy. He was about to not certify Biden as the president, despite the certifications from 50 secretaries of state and 50 governors, Democrat and Republican. And he talked to Dan Quayle. And I got to say this for Dan Quayle, and I don't say much for him. He said, what are you, nuts? You can't do that. Don't do it. And then Pence just chickened out. I mean, Pence didn't have some moral attack, you know, a moral fiber of some sort. And this was the servile hack that Trump picked as his vice president. And he throws him to the dogs. He goes, yeah, it was understandable. Basically, Pence saw a fraudulent vote and didn't do something about it. He put it in general terms. He said, quote, you see a fraudulent vote and don't do something about it, end quote. The implied subtext at the end of that, you deserve to be hanged. You deserve to be dragged to that damn gallows. That's what you deserve. You know, that is pretty disgusting. That is very disgusting. For a president to countenance the murder of anybody is disgusting. In wartime, a president occasionally has to make a decision that's going to result in military action, and there are casualties. I get it. But even then, he should do it with extreme reluctance and extreme caution, and only as a last resort. But just to give it away, just say, yeah, well, you want to hang my vice president? Yeah, why not? He ticked me off. Ticked me off. I told him to not only violate the Constitution, but do something breathtakingly criminal, which is to not go along with the peaceful transition of power and appoint himself, Pence, as the vice president for 4 more years, even though he lost the election. Yeah, hang him. What the hell? Hang him. Drag him out there. Beat the hell out of him on the way out. Beat him up. Hang him. Broadcast that around the world. This is a sick puppy. This is an extremely, extremely sick puppy. And for him to give these kind of interviews and still say he's probably going to run for president, you know, he was about to announce this fall. And his closest advisor said, don't do that. That's dumb as hell. You can't do it this far out. You have too much. You're going to give up some media if you do that. They have to have equal time, blah, blah, blah. So he's running again. Do you understand that? He's running again. And he just said it was okay to murder his vice president because he ticked him off about something. We're going to a break. The lines are alive. I know you're on there. Do not hang up. I will get back to you right after the break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.